This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The March for Life occurred last Friday in D.C. Just think about that. The March for Life. What does that entail? The March for Life. The march that essentially bestows humanity on life. The life that every one of us had to go through that Democrats seem to not give a crap about. They say, it's a woman's right to choose. It's her body. No. We all formed in the same way. We've utilized the vessel of a woman in order to become human beings. But the left dismiss it. And what's worse is they call us kooks because we understand that. And we say, look, guys, we can debate this all you want. But at the end of the day, you know we're right. When does life begin? Simple answer. If you're a conservative, let me just make it simple for you. As simple as it can possibly be, it begins at conception. That simple. I know that's above Barack Obama's pay grade, but so was every job he ever had. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. Matt Walsh, prolific writer, great writer, and he says, here's what separates the March for Life from any other march. I don't know if it's from any other march, but from most marches. Nobody in attendance is marching for themselves. Nobody is demanding rights or privileges for themselves. Everyone is marching on behalf of those who cannot march. Now, I would say the Tea Party is doing the same thing. When we were having marches, I wasn't marching on behalf of myself. I mean, free markets, limited government, etc., accountability. That's not for me. That's for everybody. But I agree with Matt to a degree that yes, indeed, this is what we're. No, there's no skin in the game for us. We were born. We don't have to fight for the lives of the unborn. We do it because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to tell people, look, I'm not trying to regulate how you do your life. You can make your decisions, but you need to make an informed decision. You know what Democrats want to do when they think about, when you think of pro-life? They want to exonerate someone who makes the decision to kill an unborn child. They want to make it guilt-free. And look, guilt is a normal human emotion. If you take the guilt out of killing something, it's kind of like when a person, a young black youth, kills somebody. And then the courts go, well, you got to remember how this kid grew up. I mean, he didn't have a father and he was raised on the streets. And they give you all these excuses. Well, then let's just minimize killing altogether. There's always a good rationale to kill. I mean, if you want to go that far, well, Kevin, the guy didn't have a father. Nobody taught him how not to kill. The only time you rationalize killing is in self-defense or in protection of another, things like that. There's a rationalization for killing if we want to have a rational discussion around it. If you said to me, Kevin, this guy is going to kill you. The minute he sees you, he's going to run at you, and he's not going to stop. He's going to try to kill you. Then I would say to you or anybody listening, then I'm probably going to kill him because if he does that, I will have a rational reason for doing it. And I can't think of anybody that would go, well, why would you not, Kevin, why would you kill this guy? Why would you kill the man trying to kill you? Oh, you didn't know that was a trick question. Yeah. See, leftists would go, Kevin, how do you know he was trying to kill you? Because he said it and he came at me. Yeah, but there were extenuating circumstances, such as, well, he was deranged. Okay, so let's go with that. Let's have a discussion. The guy was deranged, Kevin. He wanted to kill you and he was deranged. Okay, does that make me any less dead? I mean, if I have an innate reason to want to live, don't you think I should protect myself? What if that person that was deranged is trying to kill you? Would you want me to protect you from him, or would you sacrifice yourself? I mean, you know what cracks me up about this most is that in protecting life, which is what Democrats claim they want to do all the time, that think about the children that were killed at the border. And the Democrats, oh my God, two kids were killed at the border during the shutdown, and Donald Trump wouldn't let them over. Okay. How many were killed in Chicago last weekend? Every time something like that comes up, I wouldn't even address it. I would say, Nancy Pelosi, can you name me one child who was give me the name of a child who was killed in Chicago last weekend in a drive-by? Can you give me the name of a child? And I would have these children's names at the ready. Every time they brought up these border kids or whatever, I would have them ready. We don't know how to fight. We are fighting to protect life, to protect mankind. I understand how they're positioning. It's my body. I can do what I want. And I'd say you certainly can. You could go run off into the street. You could do whatever you want. You know what's funny? It's your body, and you don't choose to kill yourself. You choose to kill the human being you harbor. And I'm not here to try to guilt trip you, moralize, or whatever. I'm just saying you got to understand what you're doing. And understanding that, you can make whatever decision you make. I won't even necessarily outlaw it. I mean, we have the morning after pill and all that kind of stuff. We have lots of ways women can kill babies now. But don't try to shut me down when I'm telling you what it's about. And more importantly, don't try to make me a kook because I want to protect somebody's life. I think that's just completely disingenuous. You know, we got a ton to talk about. Congratulations to everybody who participated in the March for Life. God bless you. God bless those who supported it. God bless those who understand that what these people are doing is in no way hurting women. It's not ruining the women's movement or whatever. It is about all people. We are all on this earth because of people that go to those kinds of marches. Oh man. This is one of those kinds of issues that really gets me fired up. It does. But we're going to have some fun today. Another hour of a great show, I hope. Charlie Kirk tweeted, it's a tough week for the Democrats. They got exposed drunk on the beach with lobbyists in Puerto Rico during the shutdown. Ruth Bader Ginsburg continues to miss oral arguments. I'm going to talk about that. Support for the wall jumps double digits in just days. I covered that a little bit the other day. Your tax dollars funded excursion overseas got canceled. Your taxpayer funded excursion. I love that one. Anyway, we'll hit on a lot of these topics when we get back. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. Hang in there.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
About his long-term service to the president. A source tells NBC News that Cohen plans to describe his former boss, Donald J. Trump, as a madman and predicts that his testimony will give you chills, Neera, chills.
I mean, I think we sort of see a madman every day, so I look forward to the testimony because obviously Michael Cohen has information and details that the public does not have about Donald Trump, and I think it's important for all of us to see that. But
well,
I
let's
think,
be gross. How many women has he covered for?
Are you asking?
Well, we know
how many,
two.
Like, obviously,
apparently, he's going to be asked about any more. He's going to be asked for names. It's going to be really
the
gross.
The fact that the president's lawyer, his lawyer, is in so much legal hot water and is testifying against him, I guess, is a terrible sign.
Phil, wide open question from a committee member. What was the scariest thing? Give me all the really gross things he called you at midnight about involving women. I mean, they got a wide open opportunity to do anything they want.
And they're not constrained the way the investigators are to the scope of those investigations. So they can ask about the women, they can ask about Russia, but they can ask about any number of other things. His business dealings, his judgment, the way he made decisions over those 10 years.
How about not paying bills?
Other people he paid off.
Don't say he's not on board here. What would that
is? I mean, we know of certain things from the investigation. This can be open-ended. Do you know of any illegal activity by the president at all?
Well, it's not illegal.
Wait a minute.
No, but you could.
Where are you getting that it's unlimited? It's not unlimited. They're having negotiations with Mueller about what he can talk about and not.
Yeah, but only with regard to Russia.
Right. Yeah, but only exactly. Anything outside of the Russian investigation,
here's what I love.
No one.
I was listening to the Democrats saying how excited they are to come in and have him tell the truth. Because he didn't tell the truth the first time
I just wanted to play that for you because I wanted you to sense the level of excitement the Democrats have with this Cohen information. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This is an amazing... That clip is so telling in so many ways. I'm not kidding you. Maybe we will. Let's spend the rest of the hour maybe talking about this. Okay, first thing you need to understand is this thing came out, and my acquaintance friend Megyn Kelly said, if this is true, this is the most damning evidence against President Trump, etc. And I tweeted back to Megyn, since when has anything in the media been true? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I want you to understand the level of excitement that the left has when they can jump on anything at all that's anti-Trump. And I want to be very clear. Mueller comes out, issues a statement. This guy hasn't issued a statement on anything. He says the BuzzFeed report that this is all based on is a lie. But before I even get into what was said and then the retraction, if you will, because let me tell you, what the media just did themselves one of the biggest disservices to themselves they could possibly do. Donald Trump has been calling them fake news for the better part of 3 years because you know why? They are, and they've been fake news for the better part of 5 decades. And he's been saying they will say anything, do anything. The level to which they will stoop has no limits. And what do? They oblige him. They do exactly that. How many times can you gear up your, gin up your base to go, he's going down? Oh, shoot. He's going down. Oh, wow. I love this. This is the type of thing that we've been waiting for. Look, we don't need any vindication. But these types of things help in ways that I cannot describe. Because they validate what we've been saying. I'm telling you right now, the majority of the news that we get, pay attention, people, it is fabricated. It is made up. It is Der Spiegel. Or Der Spiegel. Isn't that Der Spiegel, not Der Spiegel? What is a Spiegel? Probably something nasty in German. Anyway, Der Spiegel. You know that guy that made up the story? Let me tell you something. There are people who have major media awards who you have held in high esteem who are nothing but vicious lies, liars. They are creators of news. The news isn't real. Their sources are not real. They are trying to so hard to scoop each other to give the next best story that within their own industry, they are lying to one another and hoping that they don't get caught. And if I'm lying, I'm dying, guys. I'm telling you. It is dog-eat-dog in that industry to find the next big story. And when you cannot find it, you create it. And this is exactly what's happened. And now, in this era of internet, where they claim that we're the ones presenting all this fake news, these are the people doing it. The left are the ones who are creating fake news, patting each other on the back, and issuing retractions 2-3 days later on page 16, or below the way below the fold on the internet, and they don't care. They're struggling for their lives. I mean, they're still struggling financially, trying to redo their models, and this is what we have. Let's go, before we even get into the Cohen story, let's just go into what these people were saying as this story was, as this was coming out. So the first question that Chris Matthews said, how many women? Now, because they're stuck on how many women did Donald Trump pay off? Look, let me give you the common sense of a billionaire who is messing around with women. First of all, if Donald Trump is as astute as he is and he is a billionaire messing around with women, I guarantee you he has money set aside that he can pay women off. That money may be in a safe deposit box. That money may be in a shoe box. It may be in his wallet, for all I know. But I'll tell you this. If he wants to hide that type of information from anybody, he can do it. Easy as that. What they want you to believe is this is a guy who can't figure out how to, number one, pay off a bimbo if he wanted to, number one. Number two, they want you to believe that he would have to. That Donald Trump would, you know, have an affair with a woman. And then 3 months, a year, 2 years later, he's go, oh, shoot, I got to cover my tracks.
How many women has he covered for?
Are you asking?
Well, we know two. Apparently, he's going to be asked about any more. He's going to be asked for names. It's going to be really gross.
The fact that the president's lawyer, his lawyer, is in so much legal hot water and is testifying against him, I guess, is a terrible sign.
Bill, wide open question from a committee member. What was the scariest thing? Give me all the really gross things he called you at midnight about involving women. I mean, they've got a wide open opportunity to do anything they want.
And they're not constrained the way the investigators are to the scope of those investigations. So they can ask about the women, they can ask about Russia, but they can ask about any number of other things. His business dealings, his judgment, the way he made decisions over those 10 years.
How about not paying bills?
Other people he paid off.
I mean, they live in la-la land. And then I love the next person says, the fact that this is the president's lawyer, that right there is all you need to know. Cohen is the president's lawyer, and they've got nothing on the man. And this is the best that they can find. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are paying their respects at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. The event was a bit of a surprise as the president had no public event scheduled for Monday. Elvita King, niece to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., reminds us how we should remember her uncle.
I'm encouraging people today to remember he was a prophet. He was seeking the divine. He did not serve politics nor government. Martin Luther King Jr. served God.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. As the partial government shutdown continues, more and more TSA agents are calling in sick. By last count, the number was right around 10%. And TSA agent James Keyes tells Fox News, going into work and not getting paid, it's becoming a challenge.
You go to work and you expect, you know, pay for hard work, and you wake up and your bank account's empty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's about his long-term service to the president. A source tells NBC News that Cohen plans to describe his former boss, Donald J. Trump, as a madman and predicts that his testimony will give you chills, Neera, chills.
I mean, I think we sort of see a madman every day, so I look forward to the testimony because obviously Michael Cohen has information and details that the public does not have about Donald Trump, and I think it's important for all of us to see that. But
well,
I
let's
think,
be gross. How many women has he covered for?
Are you asking?
Well, we know
how
two.
Many, like, obviously,
apparently, he's going to be asked about any more. He's going to be asked for names. It's going to be really
the
gross.
The fact that the president's lawyer, his lawyer, is in so much legal hot water and is testifying against him, I guess, is a terrible sign.
Welcome back, everybody. So we're recapping the media frenzy, if you will, over the Cohen testimony and everything that's supposedly leaking out about Donald Trump. And it's laughable. It's the media should be ashamed of itself. It won't be. Trust me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. I played just the beginning of that because it gets even worse in some of the things that they're talking about. But that was Chris Matthews. How many women? And then the other girl that comes in. The fact that this is the president's lawyer, his lawyer. They have interviewed this man. Let me tell you, as I was saying at the end of the last segment, the fact that this is the president's lawyer. And they got nothing. They put this guy through the ringer to the point where he is in prison. And he can't come up with a single thing to indict Donald Trump. Nothing. I want you to think about whatever legal issue you may have had and the information you have to divulge to your lawyer. Or maybe you just watch enough court cases to where you go, okay, your lawyer says, look, you got to tell me everything. You're protected under attorney-client privilege. And here's Donald Trump protected under attorney-client privilege, and the best they can do is go, well, he paid somebody to possibly pay off a woman, you know, for an affair, which I completely don't believe. Or the second part of it is he paid for publicity. I'll get to that all in just a second here. Anyway, he then goes on, Chris Matthews says, how many gross things did he call you about? Yeah, like Donald Trump's going, you know, geez, we just killed a couple of hookers in a hotel room and we need a cleaner to come clean it up. I mean, you really have to stretch to go with these guys. But the reason why I'm putting it this way is I want you to understand the level of desperation that the Democrats have, that they will stretch this thing to the end. And by the way, that was MSNBC. I have a CBS quote we'll play either later in this segment or early in the following segment. But the level that these people want to get Trump has just reached DEFCON 4. So then they start questioning, well, what can they ask Cohen about? Well, here's what I would ask these guys. What can they ask Cohen about that they haven't already asked Cohen about? So they go on. They can ask about the women. Okay, go for it. I want you to remember, earlier broadcast, I told you guys, I said, this is rinse and repeat. When they tried to get Trump, the first thing they wanted to get him on was he was a xenophobe who hated brown people because Donald Trump made the comment about the people pouring over from Mexico across the border. That was number one. Then it was the bimbo alerts. Not Stormy Daniels right away. It was bimbos that he'd slept with. Then came Stormy Daniels, right? Then came calls of racism. And then it just rinse and repeat. And they've been doing this the whole time. Now, they did all of those tactics, and maybe I left something out. You guys can let me know at kjradio.com or give me a call at 844-551-8255. But whatever the number of things they tried it all when Donald Trump was running for president and in his first 6 months as president. Then they rinsed and repeated, right? The Congressional Black Caucus. I'm not worried with it. He's a racist. No matter what Donald Trump did to help black folks, he's a racist. No matter what he did to help women, he's a misogynist. He's a, you know, sexist. He's a sexist. And on and on. And they've tried it. If I'm lying, let me know. But I know they've recycled each of these at least twice. At least twice. And Donald Trump has more women in power in his companies than men. He's got women in power in his administration. He's got minorities sprinkled throughout. He has no problem meeting with blacks and doing special things for blacks and Latinos, whatever, because he looks at it as if it's good for the nation, it's good for everybody. And yet, they've tried again and again and again. So what are they doing right now? They love this because they get to redo it. I love it too. Why? For the same reason. Come on, silly. Keep up. Anyway, so can you ask about the women? Yes. Go. What about Russia? Okay. Recycle Russia. What else can they ask about Russia? What is it that they believe that this man has done that Cohen would know that's prior to the election that is going to relate to Russia? Absolutely nothing. But they're gleeful. Then the next thing, his business dealings. He's a businessman. What do you think his business dealings are? He's filed every 10K, every 10Q. He's filed every annual report, quarterly reports. He's an international businessman and a respected one at that. And then I love this one, his judgment, the way he made decisions. Meaning, okay, he fired Comey. Why did he fire Comey? On the recommendation of Rod Rosenstein? So, I mean, it cracks me up to hear him. Then the next one, how he paid his bills. That Chris Matthews actually said they could ask him on how he's paid his bills, meaning that he's either didn't pay people and contractors or he was paying people off. And then the final person says, what about the people he paid off? That was all in that clip, earlier clip that I played, that you can get at kjradio.com, download it anytime you want. One of my friends said, thinking about how people are going, what if this is true? What if? And I'm talking about the Cohen story that BuzzFeed broke that I'll get into in just a second. But one of my friends said, if a worm had machine guns, birds would be scared of them. And I said, exactly right. What if this were true? What if? I mean, what if pigs could fly? You know, would you raise them on farms? This is such a joke. I can't even believe that the leftists and the media are trying to do something about this. John Cardillo, a friend of mine on Twitter, tweeted, I can't believe people are buying this BuzzFeed story. You'd have to believe that Trump would reach out to Cohen after Cohen publicly admitted that he was cooperating with Mueller and asked Cohen to lie to Congress. It's a moronic premise without any corroborating evidence. That's what the story was about. Ronan McDaniel, the GOP chair, said, let me get this straight. The entire premise of the BuzzFeed story is based on, quote, evidence that their reporters now admit they haven't seen. Even worse, a reporter who wrote it has a history of false reporting. Par for the course from the publisher of the phony dossier. I mean, talk about continuing down the path of the death spiral. I mean, this latest declaration by BuzzFeed, supposedly by Cohen, etc., I mean, Mueller is going to come out. That's why I think Mueller was so quick to come back and go, whoa, hold on a minute. And what's funny, Cohen's testimony, and the president nailed it. He says this is little more than Cohen trying to lessen his jail sentence. I called it an effort to get his get out of jail free card. And I wrote that Cohen has stumbled again. He said that Donald Trump paid for positive polling. Did you hear that part of the story? Yeah, the president paid for positive polling, that he told him. He called him and said, I need to lie. This is Cohen. I need to lie to Congress that Donald Trump paid for positive polling. Now, sadly, the polling didn't involve the Russians. So if it did happen, we have a billionaire doing PR for himself. I know. You're shocked that the man who is one of the biggest marketing geniuses on the planet would dare manipulate his image. What? And here's what Cohen tweeted. As for the Wall Street Journal article on poll rigging, what I did was at the direction of and for the sole benefit of Donald Trump. I truly regret my blind loyalty to a man who doesn't deserve it. That's what he tweeted because he rigged the polling. So let me talk to you about rigging the polling. So I'd say to my radio audience, hey guys, how many of you really like Kevin Jackson? And then we poll, and of course, 99.8% come back, because there's some lefties that listen, and they go, man, he's the best. Okay, and you guys go, and then I release a report that says, hey, the audience has voted. Kevin Jackson is the best. And they go, he was rigging the polls. Yeah, I was rigging the polls the same way that Hillary Clinton's people rigged the polls to make her look bigger than life. The same way that most of these Democrats rig the polls on any issue they want. They don't come to us, they go to their people. Poll rigging is what polling pretty much represents today. But what really made me laugh is after I read this Cohen's tweet, I was thinking he sounded like a girl who got dumped by her boyfriend. He's like, I'm so ashamed. I did things for I never did for any other boy. He never deserved me. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If this BuzzFeed News report is true, that the special counsel has evidence beyond just Michael Cohen's testimony that the president directed his former personal attorney to lie to Congress, then we are likely on our way to possible impeachment proceedings, because this is black and white. This is a very easily provable or chargeable crime. While the president cannot be indicted while he's in office, this would all be up to Congress. While everything else we've talked about in terms of possible criminal wrongdoing by the president has been in gray areas, obstruction of justice, firing his FBI director, is that, isn't it? Intelligent minds can disagree. Even these questions about conspiracy or cooperation with Russia, it's all still gray. But this, again, if it's true, this is the most damaging thing that has come out against the president so far. I will caution, though, the story is based on anonymous federal law enforcement officials, but so far, Cohen and his representatives, they have come out with a non-denial, just a no comment. In no way are they trying to tamp this story down.
All right, Paula, let me tap your legal head here, your legal mind. You're a former lawyer. If this is true, could this fit the definition of obstruction of justice?
It's possible. There's a few things here. The first is whether or not he tried to suborn perjury. If he encouraged Cohen to perjure himself, which speaks to the larger question about possible obstruction of justice. It is possible. What I'd need to know is what these documents are, what they say, how he directed this, what the strategy was. We need more information to know exactly how this would fit, but again, this would be pretty black and white.
Welcome back, everybody. Wow. All I can say, look, I don't know, I never went to journalism school, but let's just recap on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What CBS just said. If this is true, which they're telling you, we haven't verified it, we could be on our way to impeachment because they say this would be a chargeable crime. They couldn't charge him while he's in office, but it would be up to Congress, which, of course, is now run by Pelosi. And she goes on to say this is not one of the gray areas like obstruction of justice, firing of his FBI director, or cooperating with Russia. By the way, none of which Donald Trump has done. She goes on to say this is the most damaging thing that has come up. He could have told Cohen to lie about his PR efforts. Okay? Then I love this part. It's based on an anonymous source within the Justice Department, right? It's based on that. And then she says Cohen's people seem to have verified it, get this, with their non-denial. That's what constitutes the mainstream news today. And then, well, let's just pretend for a moment that this is true. What would you say this is going on? Well, she goes on, if he indeed encouraged Cohen to perjure himself, you know, then this could be a big deal. But I need to know what these documents are. I need more information. And yet you reported it as if you had more information. You understand in America? You understanding what's happening right before your eyes? The media has essentially said, we don't even care if it's the truth. We'll just report innuendo, and then we'll see where things end up. Let me tell you, thankfully, we've been prepped. We've been prepped to know that most of the things they tell you are just blatantly not true. This may be and I'm not trying to be a sensationalist here. This may be the story that dooms them because of the nature of it. It has so much conjecture. It has not one single fact. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't have to see any more information. This story is doggedly a lie, and they are running with it as if they've got the championship, you know, score, and the field is wide open. Here's how BuzzFeed says. You all remember Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former personal lawyer who was recently sentenced to 3 years in prison after he told a judge that he had covered up for the president's dirty deeds and acts of blind loyalty? Well, before that, Cohen hired John Gauger, the chief information officer at Liberty University in Virginia, to try and rig online polls to boost Trump's reputation, the Wall Street reported. According to the report, at one point, Cohen even paid Gauger with a blue Walmart bag full of cash from Trump's personal account. Oh, wow, paid in cash. Now, that makes a difference when you're evaluating if people are paying for positive press, right? I was thinking to myself, at least he didn't transport the cash in multiple currencies on pallets in the dead of night. Now, that might have raised a red flag, huh? Poll rigging or perhaps something else? Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of a thing called a Q-score? I'm asking the audience. Producer, you guys know what a Q-score is because we've talked about it. LeBron James was trying to raise his Q-score because people didn't like him at some point. Now, this is a, let me just say what it is. It's a public's familiarity or positive opinion of a product or a person, and they measure this. This is entertainment measures this. It's called the Q score. It's been used for over 50 years in marketing, and it's calculated with two simple questions. Respondent is asked if they've heard of the product, simple yes or no. By calculating the percentage of people that answer yes, you get the familiarity score. Then, if someone answers yes, they're asked, well, how would you rate the product? Poor, fair, good, very good, whatever. Calculating the percentage of people who've heard of the product and considers it their favorite gives it a popularity score. So, essentially, what Cohen contends is that a man who's known for branding paid to improve his Q score. Now, how's Mueller going to react to this news, I ask myself. Is he going to open further investigations into how the Russians attempted to influence Trump's Q score while undermining Hillary's? I feel like, do your grits cook faster than other grits? You know, from my cousin Vinny. Do your grits defy the laws of physics? Is water absorbed into your grits faster than any other grits on the planet? This is so silly. It's laughable. And then Cohen, it would crack me up. Cohen has a more interesting issue, but it's like he piggybacked on Donald Trump's money, if you will, because they said he paid Gawker for another service, which was to create and operate a thirst. They call him a thirst Twitter account in his honor, and it's called Women for Cohen. Yes, in 2016, America, the personal attorney for the presidential candidate paid a private company called Redfinch to create a Twitter account and make it appear as if it were run by women, tweeting about how amazing, how sexy, how selfless, and how manly he is. So he creates, we have a screenshot of it, Women for Cohen. I mean, look, if you're going to fake doing a Twitter account, please don't hire a Russian. Hello, my name is Peggy. I mean, this thing is a horror story. So for 8 months, Women for Cohen tweeted about how well Cohen dressed. They retweeted a lot of diamond and silk stuff, which is a whole other issue. They gushed over how he was a gift to the earth in a creme de la creme of Match.com. But what I find more comical is Cohen's tweet back to the women of Cohen. And here's what he wrote. This is funny. Thankful and appreciative of the women at Women for Cohen who get what true leadership looks like. Hashtag you rock. Hashtag thank you. Hashtag Trump 2016. I know that the shout out to Trump, but the reference to his own leadership is hysterical. Who the women who get what true leadership looks like. These women don't even know what this dude is. I mean, how many people do you go, oh, yeah. I mean, outside of maybe Johnny Cochran, nobody even knows who the attorney is for most of it. It's like, you know, oh, so-and-so got out of a mess. Woo, his attorney demonstrated such leadership. This is ridiculous beyond belief. Oh, my gosh. I think Cohen's one of these guys who has to hire a dominatrix after a hard day's work, you know, just to beat him up for his lies. I mean, he has that look, doesn't he? I can't wait to hear him testify in front of Congress. It's going to be interesting to see how he tries to tie some sinister acts, to Trump. Oh, yeah, he actually tried to improve his marketability. And then I want to know how he explains how he took money from Trump and created a fake Twitter site to make himself look like a beefcake. I think he may find himself in bigger trouble. Honestly, Donald Trump could probably end up suing him. He did sue Stormy Daniels and win. It's incredible to me, folks, that Robert Mueller would use this man in an attempt to build a case against Donald Trump, because every time Cohen pulls a stunt like this, it ends up kicking Mueller in the crotch. And I got to say, after reviewing everything and seeing all this, I'm convinced that Donald Trump may very well be the most honest man in politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.